India just celebrated its 79th Independence Day with the usual fanfare on August 15th. I always thought Independence Day belonged to the big leaders we read about in history books like Mahatma Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, and Sardar Patel. My father was a young man when India gained independence. I heard my great aunt had tasted the policeman's baton and then become a politician. Our neighbor had been to jail as a freedom fighter, but I never asked any of them, "What did you do on August 15th, 1947? In retrospect, that seems like such an obvious question, but it ended up a missed opportunity. That remains a lifelong regret. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Gunita Singh Bhalla, who started the 1947 Partition Archive out of a tech incubator hub in Berkeley, once told me what horror stories her grandmother had told her about the 1947 partition that created India and Pakistan.
Everybody used to sleep on the rooftops in those days, and how when the floods came that year, the water was red because of all of the bloodshed that happened in the streets.
Some years ago, I asked my mother what she had done on Independence Day. But she didn't have clear memories of doing anything special that day. She didn't remember any feasts being cooked at home or the family huddled around the radio set listening to Nehru's famous speech at midnight.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
It puzzled me. Independence was such a seminal moment in the history of the country. I would have thought it would be engraved in her memory. But Kolkata was in a state of violent unrest in those days with Hindu-Muslim killings. It's likely that as a young girl, my mother was not allowed to go anywhere. Her brother's memories might well have been different, but I never asked him either. The problem, I realize, is the way we are taught history. It's about very important men and a few women taking very important decisions around round tables. There are Wavell plans and Stafford Cripps missions and Dundee marches. But the ordinary people are always the extras. Never at school did someone tell me, "Go interview your grandparents about living through this period in history." Their stories somehow never mattered. But what stories they had! Fla Silliman, one of the last of the dwindling Jewish community in Kolkata, told me about how she had come upon a mob attacking a pregnant woman in the heart of Kolkata.
I didn't know whether she was Hindu, Muslim, it didn't matter. I said, "Stop, I'm going to save this woman." They were about to cut her stomach open. And as we went up there, they said to us, "You stay out of this. This is not your problem. This is between Hindus and Muslims. You are neither."
Suddenly she realized that though she thought of herself as an Indian Jew, to many in the new India, she was not Indian at all. Folk theatre artist Chopul Bhaduri remembered peering out of the window of his home in North Kolkata and seeing someone hold another person by the throat and hack off his head with a chopper. "It twitched like a headless chicken," he said. In his book, The Last Heroes, P. Sainath collects many such stories. The woman who was cooking food for revolutionaries hidden in the forests of West Bengal. The woman who at 13 was taking on the paramilitary of Hyderabad with a slingshot. The young student activist who could not give his final exam because he was in jail.
The whole point is that your freedom was not brought to you by a bunch of Oxbridge, you know, Brahmin Baniyas, but by an incredible spectrum of diverse peoples. Dalits, Adivasis, women, Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, OBCs, Brahmins, you name it, they participated.
The woman who cooked for the Revolutionary Indian National Army thought she was just a cook, not a freedom fighter. Years later, when she was invited to hoist a flag, she was embarrassed, says Sainath.
Schools and colleges in Koraput were calling her to hoist the flag. And she said, "How can I go? I don't have a decent sari."
These people didn't get roads named after them. There are no statues to them. They never met Gandhi or Nehru, but they too were part of the story of Indian independence. the people's history of independence needs to be preserved before it's too late. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Muktiro mundiro shopano tole koto pran holo bolida lekha ache osru jole Muktiro mundiro shopano tole koto pran holo bolida lekha ache osru jole কত বিপ্লবী বন্ধু।